If there's no heaven and hell, as the rabbi said, why am I here in this world? As the Bible teaches, let us then just eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. What's the purpose of life?
Welcome to Connections with Rich and Bobby. Hi, I'm Bobby, Bobby Hamlin.
And I'm Rich, Rich Homeris. We're continuing with the testimony of Joe Jackowitz as he shares his earth-shattering story of how God revealed to him that he is real and that he is close to all those who diligently seek him. Joe grew up as a Jew in Brooklyn, New York, and is currently the pastor of Christ Bible Church and president of First Love Ministries.
We left off where Joe had graduated from high school in New Jersey. He joined the Marines, and he'd worked his way up to the rank of sergeant as a rifle instructor. Now, during a discussion with a fellow officer, Joe had been challenged about his Jewish faith, and that's where we'll pick up his story.
That Mormon pulled out a Bible and read scripture. Doesn't it come to mind to you that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God? It doesn't matter where it comes from, but it's God's word that's speaking to you, that indeed God was using his word from the Bible to speak to you, to speak to your
heart.
Oh yeah,
in my case, God used the word to bring about deep conviction of sin. But in the Mormon's case, or in the case of the Pharisees in the Bible, the word of God could be a savor of death unto death. When some people hear the word of God, it will condemn them and it will expose their guilt in the last day by reminding them that they heard the word, but they were not convicted by it. They were not awakened. They were not given understanding from the word about God and how to be saved. So in the case of this Mormon, he was reading the Bible like the Jews did, and they didn't get a spiritual understanding which would lead to their conversion. As Jesus said to the Pharisees in John 5, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, but they are they which testify of me. So the Pharisees read the Bible and studied the Bible all day long, off and on, but they didn't have understanding. The Holy Spirit must give you understanding. As Jesus says in John 6, it is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. And so we also read, when the Spirit of God is come, he will convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come. So in the Mormon's case, he was just reading the Bible like a religious book, but it didn't lead him to an understanding of the true Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who would save him.
But it does bring hope where God's word is located. Sometimes in a hotel, there's a Gideon's Bible there. People will pick up that Bible and read from God's word, and the Lord will use his word to draw them to himself. But in your case, you were questioning. You heard something from the scriptures that kind of sparked your attention and caught your heart to really search this thing out. How do we answer these things?
Well, I just followed my logical thoughts one step at a time. The next thing that came up that I was curious about or just compelled me to ask about, well, if that is the case, if there's no heaven and hell, as the rabbi said, why am I here in this world? As the Bible teaches, let us then just eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. What's the purpose of life? So I'm so confused, and the guys are getting louder in the background, and I'm saying, Rabbi, okay, I have some really important questions I need to get answered, and I need to ask you. I'll get back to you. So we said goodbye. So I turned around. Meanwhile, just before I turned around, you know, tears are coming to my eyes. You know, I'm really confused. And I'm like, so the one thing that Marine sergeants don't do is cry. So before I turned around, I had to fight back the tears. They didn't come out of my eyes yet, but I had to fight them back. And so I did. I swallowed hard. I turned around and they said, okay, what is it? So I gave them the answer that the rabbi gave me. Okay, the answer is the plurality represents God and the angels. And which to you and me now is not plausible, because angels don't create you know, where God said, let us create man in our image, after our likeness. Only God created man. The Lord Jesus Christ created us. So, but who am I to argue with a rabbi? You know, I just wanted to get an answer. Sure. I wasn't looking for the truth. So I went back and I gave them the answer. The Mormon responded, said, wait a minute. And he was trying to argue with me. And I said, forget about it. And I just ran for the door because tears were starting to come and I couldn't hold them back anymore. And I busted out of that door and I ran to my car as fast as I could. So I just turned the car on and I burned rubber out of there. And my mind was so far from that situation. So at that point, I just started to drive aimlessly down the road, not even caring where I was going. I just drove around, probably 100 miles away. I just drove for like 2 hours, just weeping and crying, and because my whole entire life was pinned on the hopes that the Jewish religion was the only true religion, and that if you're a Jew by birth, you're automatically entitled to heaven if you're a blue-blooded Jew, you know. And the entire rug of my religion was swept out under my feet in terms of my confidence and my hope that Judaism by itself would give me a badge that would earn me a place in heaven.
Just like Joe has testified, there are many who are trying to earn their way into heaven on their own, through religion. And we'll return to our visit with Joe Jackowitz in just a moment. So stay with us.
You're listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby, and we'd love to connect with you. Just go to our website at Connections with Rich and Bobby. That's all one word. And Bobby is BOBBI.com. That's Connections with Rich and Bobby.com. There, all of our podcasts are posted, along with all of our contact information.
Also, you can connect with us on social media by friending us on Facebook, post on Instagram, or tweet us on Twitter. Now, let's return to Joe Jackowitz as he talks about this pivoting junction in his life.
So I had to start from scratch, and I didn't know where to start. You know, there's hundreds, thousands of different religions in the world. Each one of them says we have the truth and all the other ones are wrong. Which one am I to believe is the truth? Who am I to be the standard of judging the truth between one religion or another? Of course, my place of safety was always Judaism, and Jews have two fears of leaving Judaism for another religion. The first is what their family would say, especially conservative and Orthodox Jews. They're very loyal to their family. And so one fear that keeps them from going to another religion would be the reaction of their family. And the second fear is, what if these other gods are the wrong God and you die and the Jewish God, the God of the Jews, is the true God, and but you've renounced him for another God or another religion? What is God going to say? So that's the second fear that holds Jews back from leaving Judaism. So those two fears were really at work in me. Here I am, still in the car driving now. So finally I pulled over and I said to myself, what am I going to do? So again, logic kicked in. I said, okay, let's start with what you know, Joe. Okay, so I started with the question, what do I know is true? So after a few minutes, I searched in my mind, and everything about God that I could possibly think about that I learned from my classes in the temple, everything people told me about God, everything my own conscience taught me about God, if I didn't have any evidence, I rejected it. So I ended up with only two things in the end that I knew for sure were absolutely correct about God. And they were really not based on too much evidence. Most of it was instinctive, but I would bet my life on these two things. Number one, I believe with all my heart that God existed. Too many things happened in my life where I got into trouble or I had difficult situations come up where I prayed and I went to God alone for help and somehow the issue resolved itself or I got out of trouble. So it was the only thing I knew to do was to pray to God. So I went to God and I said, God, I don't know anything about you, but except that you exist. And the second thing that I knew for sure, the only other thing, was I just knew that instinctively that God would not create men and women without a way of finding the truth on how to find heaven and how to know that your sins could be forgiven when you die. I just knew that there was truth out there somewhere. The truth is out there somewhere, and I just needed to find it. I did not renounce Judaism, though. I did not leave the religion of my fathers because I felt, you know, I'm going to be smart, right? I'm going to be a smart Jew. I said, look, I'm going to try to get the best of both worlds here. I don't know anything about God, but I'm going to stay as a Jew because what if I die and then the God of the Bible, the God of the Jews, calls me and I'm still faithful as a Jew, then I'm okay.
And there are many who are walking in various religions that feel that same way, that they're searching, but yet they still want assurance or insurance that their original faith is holding true. This is the same for them. They want to hold on, but yet there's those questions within them that that they ask.
Right, and the objective is to get to heaven after you die, that life is going to go on. That's the objective of all religions, is to get there. It isn't to find out whether Jesus is the Son of God or not. It's what's going to get me to heaven.
Yes, so beginning that moment when I was sitting in the car, parked on the side of the road with only two things, I said, I believe in God, but I'm not going to bring my presuppositions or preconceived ideas about God to this place I'm at now where I need to find the truth about God once and for all. So I said in prayer, I said, God, I'm just going to pray to you. Whoever you are, whoever it is, whoever she is, I know you're out there. Whoever you are, you're out there somewhere. You could be a rock, you could be a wood, you could, whatever you are, I know you're there. So I began to pray to him. And I kept praying day in and day out for seven straight days. God, show me the truth. Show me the truth. Day and night. It was like an obsession. I was so filled with this desperate desire to know that my sins would be forgiven, to know that I would be in heaven when I die.
And the answer to Joe's pleading request is found in the Bible, in Isaiah 55, verses 6 and 7, where God says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." And we'll continue to hear from Pastor Joe as he shares his life-changing testimony in our next podcast. So be sure to join us then. And as the Lord leads, spread the word by inviting others to listen in as well. Also, if you'd like to find out more about Pastor Joe Jackowitz and his work at First Love Ministries and as a pastor, just go to our website at Connections with Rich and Bobby, all one word and Bobby spelt with an I, .com, and click on Program Insights. That's Program Insights at Connections with Rich and Bobby, .com.
Now, you've been listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby, and we'd love to have you subscribe to our podcast on this platform or any of the others like iTunes, Google Play, or Spotify. If you have a smart speaker, you can listen by simply saying, "Play the podcast Connections with Rich and Bobby." Then you can connect with us on social media, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. So please do take a moment to let us know about you. And we'd love to hear any feedback about what you've heard on our podcasts.
This is Connections, connecting with one another, as Romans 1 verse 12 says, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. So thank you for listening. And remember, tell others and spread the word, God's word.
And don't forget to join us next time on Connections with Rich and Bobby.